Giants fans, check out the 2015 Big Blue Draft Day Fan Fest on Saturday, May 2nd at MetLife Stadium. Go to giants.com/draftparty to purchase your tickets today.
Welcome back to Giants.com. The NFL draft is right around the corner. What does that mean? It's mock draft season. And joining us for his mock draft is the all-time leading Giants wide receiver, Amani Toomer. Tooms, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
All right, draft time is here. Let's get into it. This is how we've set up the board, everybody. Most people believe that Jameis Winston will be the first player picked in the draft to the Tampa Bay Bucs. Now, then things get a little interesting. The way we set this particular draft up is a lot of defense. The only two other offensive players to him going in the top eight before the Giants pick at number nine is Marcus Mariota to the Jets at six, and you have Amari Cooper to the Raiders at number four. Let's see who's left for the Giants to particularly pick at number nine with a lot of these defensive players off the board. We'll start at the bottom, and we'll start in the secondary. One position in need that a lot of people are concerned about with the New York Giants is the safety position. Nobody in the roster with a lot of starting experience in the NFL. So all of a sudden, All-American Landon Collins out of Alabama becomes a lot of people's top target.
Yeah, he is one of these type of safeties that hit you as well as cover a lot of ground. You get Nick Saban will prepare you as best as possible to go to the next level.
Another guy in the secondary considered the top cornerback in the draft is Trey Waynes out of Michigan State. Now, the Giants have two very good starting corners in Prince Mukamara and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. Behind them, Tremaine McBride and a lot of other guys that you're not quite sure what you're going to get out of them.
I mean, this is definitely the best corner on the board. So right now, I think when you look at the way the Giants pick, you always got to look at the best player available. So if that scenario comes true and the Giants are sitting there looking at their best player, Trey Waynes could very easily be the best person on the board at this time.
Two defensive linemen, defensive tackles, Danny Shelton, a nose guard out of Washington, Malcolm Brown, a three technique out of Texas.
I think that the Giants in their defensive tackles are pretty good. I don't think that they should add a first rounder. I think maybe later on in the draft they can address that need. They were pretty good last year towards the end of the year as things started to kind of gel a little bit better together. So I'm going to pass on both of these guys. I don't think that, that's going to be a situation where they're going to go on.
All right, so we're going to take the defensive tackles out of the mix. We'll leave Waynes and Collins in the conversation. Now, offensively, you're a wide receiver. You've got to be drooling a little bit seeing Kevin White out of West Virginia still on the board for the Giants at nine.
Well, Kevin White, yeah, but you got a crowded wide receiver room. You know, the last 3 years they would have drafted receivers going back from Odell Beckham last year, and then you got the other one from LSU, Reuben Randall. So I don't know if you're going to go throw another first round or another starter quality player there. It's just going to be a little bit of overkill for that position. I think the Giants wide receiver position has not been one of the weaknesses of this team.
Especially with Victor Cruz coming off that knee injury. If he's healthy, it's going to be a very crowded position. So we'll put a little red X there for him. Three offensive linemen on the board. Two guys in Lael Collins at LSU, Andrus Pete out of Stanford, are considered straight-up tackles, though Collins, some people think, can swing inside. Brandon Scherff, there are some legitimate questions as to whether people think he fits better at guard or tackle. How do you see these three guys?
Well, I think Scherff is the one that really intrigues me because he has that versatility that Jerry Reese likes in the offensive lineman. Also, you know, with the retirement of Chris Snee, this is a guy built right of that same mold, a real aggressive, kind of physical guy that finishes plays. I think that this is a definite opportunity for the Giants to ignite that depth offensive line.
All right, so where are you going at number nine for the New York Football Giants, Tom? Put it on the board for me.
Put it on the board. Ooh, I think I'm going to go Brandon Scherff.
And there you have it, folks. Brandon Scherff out of the University of Iowa, a tackle, a guard. He could play both places in Tomb. As you mentioned, he's that big, strong, blue-collar, tough offensive lineman that harkens back to the O-lines that you played with, the O'Haras, the Snees, the Seiberts, the David Deals, the Kareem McKenzie.
Yeah, and you have to make that position to be a strength. I mean, you look at what the Dallas Cowboys did in the division. So this is one of the areas that I think the Giants can improve on dramatically, because we all know when Eli Manning has time, he's a much better quarterback than when he's under duress.
Now, Tua, before we say goodbye, I want to ask you this real quick. This wasn't an industry back when you got drafted like it is today. You kind of had Mel Kiper And that was it.
That was it.
But did you pay attention to what Mel Kiper was saying? Where Amani Toomer might go in the draft? Do players pay attention to mock drafts like these when they're getting ready to get picked into the NFL?
I think it's very interesting, John, because now there's so much information out there. Before, you could only talk to your agent and just word of mouth. It's a big deal to actually be drafted, and there's a lot of transition that goes on in terms of, you know, just moving cities, creating new friends. It's pretty traumatic for players.
Well, it'll be a traumatic move from Iowa to New York City for Brandon Scherff, if Amani Toomer is right, and that is the Giants' pick, 9th overall in the 2015 NFL Draft. For Amani Toomer, I am John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on Giants.com.
Giants fans, check out the 2015 Big Blue Draft Day Fan Fest on Saturday, May 2nd at MetLife Stadium. Enjoy family-friendly field activities, locker room tours, special meet-and-greet opportunities with current Giants players and alumni, plus much, much more. To purchase your tickets, go to Giants.com/draft party.
Big Blue! Big Blue!